Hard work beats talent when talent doesn't work hard. That's why when it comes to hard work, nothing works harder than a Chevy Silverado. No wonder Chevy Silverado is the official truck partner of the Chicago Bears. Check out a new Silverado at ChevyDriveChicago.com.
Todd DeDecker is the Bishop Hill Heritage Association Administrator. This is our Best of the Midwest series where we tell you good places to go here in the Midwest. And Todd, it's your turn. How are you?
Oh, so far, so good.
Where is Bishop Hill?
Bishop Hill is in western Illinois. It's about a 45-minute drive southeast of the Quad Cities, hour northwest of Peoria, to give you some landmarks.
Sure. And is Bishop Hill a town? Is it a region? What, describe Bishop Hill.
It is a living, breathing, historic village. We have 18 structures in town that were built in the 1840s and 50s. And also we have modern day, so those are our historic sites, our museums, our restaurants, our shops, even some people's homes. And then we also have some modern day homes as well. So it's not a historic site or historic park. It's a village where people live and raise kids that has a lot of history involved.
What's the population of Bishop Hill?
Generously, it's 120 people.
So
depends on where you set the city limits at, you know.
Well, but that's funny because I've heard of Bishop Hill. I'm surprised to hear. I knew it was a small town, but I didn't know it was 120 people. And yet, you've got businesses. You the population must swell every day when folks go to Bishop Hill.
Yes, we have visitors year round. Pre-COVID, we would have about 90,000 visitors per year from 22 different countries in all 50 states. Yeah, and some weekends, you know, our population, if we have a festival that weekend, we have between 3,000 to 5,000 people. So it would be one of the larger towns in western Illinois on those weekends.
It's a Swedish heritage?
It is Swedish heritage. It was started by Swedes from north of Stockholm in 1846. They set up a communal society that lasted 15 years. And then they disbanded and became a regular capitalistic town, but the historic buildings and the history remains today.
So now I'm going to say some words I'm not real good on, but I know Julmarknad is something there. What is Julmarknad?
Julmarknad is one of the Swedish holidays, Swedish events that we celebrate here. Julmarknad is Swedish for Christmas market, which is a big deal over in Sweden. They have outdoor markets starting in November and December all over Sweden where vendors bring in locally made, handcrafted items to be sold as Christmas gifts. And in Bishop Hill, we try to recreate that in part here with our Christmas market.
Got it. So when is the Christmas market up and running, or when does that start?
Our Christmas market is always the last weekend of November and the first weekend of December. So we actually start the Friday after Thanksgiving.
I see.
And it's on Friday, Saturday. It's just on Friday, Saturday, and Sundays, not during the weekdays. From about 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. each of those days.
And are they locally crafted things, or are you importing gifts and foods from Sweden? What do we have at your Christmas market?
It's all the above. We have several stores who import Swedish items. And then also at Bishop Hill, we have a couple potters in town. We have a rug maker, broom maker. So you have a lot of locally made items as well. So if you want something from Sweden, we have it. If you want something unique, one-of-kind, handcrafted, we have that as well.
So what are some of the activities coming up then? We've got the Christmas market starting at the end of November, 1st of December. What else am I looking forward to?
Well, I just want to emphasize, well, Christmas market isn't just selling things. We also have a lot. It's a very family-friendly event. We have a lot of activities during Christmas market. People can come in and make and take a dollar horse, paint a dollar horse and take that home. During those weekends, we have a cookie walk where people can buy homemade cookies by the pound. It's a fundraiser for a couple local organizations. We have free music. We have a Swedish folk and Christmas music workshop. We have a chocolate walk where you can buy chocolates by the pound. We have a make it take a Christmas tree ornament workshops for kids. So it's not just, I mean, shopping is a big emphasis, don't get me wrong. But we have a lot of other activities going on that kids of all ages enjoy. And it's also an opportunity for people to meet some of our Swedish Christmas characters. We have Swedish Christmas elves called Jultomten roaming around town. We have the Swedish Christmas goat called Julbock, who are greeting people as they enter Bishop Hill. So it's just a very family-friendly, fun 2 weekends.
Understood. And then when I come to Bishop Hill, where am I going to stay? It's a small town. Do people come and go? Do they stay overnight? How do you do that?
All the above. We have people come locally. We have day trippers from Chicago, of course. We do have the Twin Flower Inn, which is a bed and breakfast in town. It was the county hospital that was built in 1855. And also there's bigger towns around us that are only a few miles away. Janesville, Kewaunee, Galveston, Cambridge. I also have places you can stay as well if you want to spend the entire weekend.
Ah, yeah. So you're not too far. I have friends in Kewaunee, so you're not too far from there, huh?
Oh, no. We're just about a 15-minute drive from Kewaunee.
Ah, I see. Okay, good to know. By the way, can I get a nice thin pancake in your town?
Yes. You can, there's a couple different restaurants. We have 4 restaurants in town. I mean, we have, for a town of 120, we have 4 restaurants and 6 museums. So I usually tell people that per capita, we have more museums than any other town in Bishop Hill, in Illinois. That'd be Bishop
How about
Hill.
The world? I mean, it would seem to me that everybody's working in Bishop Hill, it sounds like. To of course, you're drawing from Kewaunee and Geneseo and the Quad Cities and other areas. But, you know, having spent a lot of time in Peoria, I used to hear Bishop Hill all the time. So I'm somewhat familiar with it. And then we've been out to catch the riverboat on the Mississippi. So we probably went by your way once or twice.
Yes, it's... Yulemark Nod and it's a great time to visit Bishop Hill. You can get a little history, you can get a little Swedish, you can get a little Christmas. We always think there's a little something for everyone, no matter what your interest is.
If you go to the contest page at WGNradio.com, you can win a one-night stay at the Twin Flower Inn. That's a bed and breakfast he just mentioned, plus a gift certificate to P.L. Johnson's local restaurant and a gift certificate to the Colony store there. And 1.5 hour and an hour and a half guided walking tour of historic Bishop Hill provided by the association. You can enter the contest page or you can enter to win at our contest page at WGNradio.com. Just go to WGNradio.com. You'll see it right there. Register to win and then enjoy all year round, but especially end of November and into December, Bishop Hill. Todd DeDecker. Nice to talk to you today, Todd. Very interesting. Good luck out there.
Yeah, thanks for having me.